Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
And welcome to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Mike Jarecki with the Ammo Dump and teaches the CPL class, concealed pistol license class. Good evening, Mike. How are you?
That's fine, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing awfully well. Thank you so much. Wanted to get a hold of you. A story in recent weeks that's been in the headlines about some gentlemen who were at the Capital Area District Library open carrying pistols that everyone could see. They're from an organization called Michigan Open Carry, but I thought you were the person to go to try to help my listeners understand what open carrying is in the state of Michigan, and some may not even be aware that Michigan is an open carry state. So perhaps we'll start with what the laws on open carry are in Michigan.
I'm not the best expert on it, unless there's a local ordinance of some kind, and it's kind of one of those state preemption laws. I'm not sure what they'd have to do to be able to preempt it, but it basically lets you carry the gun like in the Old West. You know, there used to be a law that mirrored this back in the 1870s. It was designed so that if you were a rancher or had cattle or something, and you're out here in the country where I am, and you rode your horse or rode your buckboard into Williamston or Dansville or Lansing or any place else to get supplies, you weren't end up getting thrown in jail because you inadvertently broke a law where they said inside the city limits of X city you can't carry a gun, and nobody knew about it. And that's where the roots of it came from. The new one, not sure what the impetus was to get it going. It's like everything else. If it's used right, it's an excellent law for us. If it gets used wrong, then it kind of blows up in our face.
Well, and I guess this came to the forefront because the most recent one, there was a temporary restraining order put into effect when a gentleman had in mid-February had walked into the library with a gun in a holster and was walking up and down in the children's section, according to the library's attorney, Gary Bender. And, of course, my thought at the time was, you know, if this is how they're trying to make a point, I'm not sure that was the right way to make the point about open carrying. The gentleman was asked to leave, and he did without incident. I guess what's your reaction to something like that, to a move like that?
One of my favorite quotes is one from Will Rogers back about 100 years ago. He said, the problem with common sense is that it just ain't common.
I think that probably sums it up quite perfectly.
That's it. You know, we've got a lot of rights, and we kind of talked about this once before. All of them have limitations, and sometimes it's common sense limitations. Everybody's heard good examples of politician. You know, everybody's heard a politician that's articulate, makes a point, knows what he's saying, gets up there and gets your attention, and you warm up to him, and you say, this guy, yeah, I understand him, the people can associate with him. And then you get the politician that goes up and shoots his mouth off like a 4th of July fireworks celebration just because he can. He comes across as a village idiot, and people just turn away from him. The kind of the same thing applies here when we, like with the original law, the concealed carry law, as with most other states, we had two problems when we put it in. The first one was to get law enforcement to understand why we wanted this law. Once we got them educated that we are the good guys, we have a lot to lose if we misuse this gun. We're carrying it for our protection because the fact is the police can't be everywhere to protect us. That's how we came across. We didn't have shootouts out from road rage on the expressway or in the Myers parking lot or anything like that. All the stuff the naysayers were worried was going to happen just didn't happen because it's honest, hardworking, law-abiding people that are carrying the guns to protect themselves. Once we got that idea across, then we had very little problem with law enforcement. We have a lot of police officers that stop in this shop frequently. There are virtually none of them that we talk to, not only that don't have a problem with it, they think it's an excellent idea because they realize they can't be every place all at once. How we come across on these kinds of things depends on whether the public's on our side or we alienate them. These guys, instead of just quietly going in and sitting down and doing some research in an adult section, maybe on something they were looking for or reading, and just happened to have their gun with them, and the underlying tone was, you know, this is what I carry for protection. I don't have a concealed carry permit. This is how I carry the gun. They had to parade through a kids section. That by itself, most of us would question why it was appropriate. And the other thing was, is they're kind of just standing up there shooting their mouth off, so to speak, as opposed to letting the thing run in the background and coming across as this, I carry this as personal protection, not to make some kind of a statement.
Well, and I have to admit, if I were sitting with my children in the kids section, if they were that little or something, and someone walked by with a gun, I would be alarmed as well. I'd wonder why they're in that area with a gun.
Exactly. That would be my reaction, too. And obviously, you know, I'm all for this concealed carry law, and for that matter, the open carry law. But it goes back to Will Rogers. I mean, we could probably talk here for half an hour, but I think he made the point very eloquently. The problem with common sense is that it just isn't common. And this is where these guys, I can see where people who are borderline supportive of our right to bear arms would look at that and just be turned off at, because I'm real supportive of that right, and I look at it and say, what the hell are they doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the point is lost in the way the message is conveyed.
Exactly, yep.
And open carrying laws, are they similar to concealed pistol licenses where there are some restrictions for them? I mean, we don't have to go into all detail, but I assume even open carry there are some restrictions.
Yeah, there are. The common sense side would look at it and say that you probably can't, you can't carry it in a school. You couldn't carry it in a university, like in a dorm room, some public assembly, like a movie theater that holds more than, I think, is 2,500 people. Like you couldn't carry it to Spartan Stadium. Of course, they have checks out there anyhow. You can't carry it into a courtroom. The same places that you can't carry your concealed carry gun, the gun's a gun, whether you're carrying it in the open or concealed.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. That's sounding very familiar, like the sure. class I took from you. It's the same restrictions that seem to apply.
Sure, yeah.
And so it seems like there's been an open carry movement of late, and more people, we're hearing stories like this, kind of trying to push this. Are you hearing anything in your shop at the ammo dump about this issue?
Actually, it's not a big issue. It gets talked about a little bit, but it's certainly not doesn't have the prominence that concealed carry does. some of the proponents of open carry that talk in here that I hear, their issue is that by having the gun in the open, it sends the message that a lot of us out there are armed, and the message is going to the bad guys, not the good guys. Okay, if you've got three or four people walking down the street and you're a mugger or a burglar, you look at them, all three or four of them might be carrying a concealed weapon, and none of them might be. Where if people carry them in the open, it sends a message that there are a lot of us doing that. The more that carry it that way, the more visible it is, the more it looks like we're all armed. And then the theory being, well, if they perceive us as all being armed, that crime's going to go down. And in fact, it has, but it's declined in virtually every state that has passed some kind of a version of what we call, we call this a shall issue law. That means if you're one of the good guys, you don't need to have a reason or give a reason. They can't ask you what the reason is. If you're over 21 years old, you're a resident of the state, you go through the list of things on the sheet you fill out to buy a gun, you're not a felon, haven't been convicted of a felony, aren't a drug user, haven't been committed to a mental institution, haven't been dishonorably discharged from the armed forces, aren't a stalker, any of that kind of stuff, then the same rule that let you buy the gun, let you get a concealed carry permit. It's a shall issue. If you meet the requirements that say you're one of the good guys, they have to give you the permit.
Well, and are you seeing more CPLs lately, people in class looking for those, applying for those?
Oh, yeah. When you put a Democrat in the White House and the gun business is going to boom. It does every time that happens, at least for the first couple of years. And when Obama first got elected, the classes went from probably having an average of 12 to 16 people in there to be in 18 to 24 and full all the time. And we do twice as many classes now as we used to, and they're virtually full, I mean, all of the time. And the other really interesting thing is when the law first went into effect back in 01 and 02, if we had a class with 18 people, there might be two women in them. I think virtually every class we've done for the last couple of years has had more women than men in it.
Well, and that's an interesting story, and we have talked about that a bit before, and that would take a whole other segment. Mike, I certainly appreciate your time this evening, kind of shedding light on open carry and what that means by law in Michigan as compared to the concealed pistol license, and I always appreciate your wisdom on the issues. Thank you.
Thanks, Carol, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you so much. Mike Jarecki, the owner of the Ammo Dump, and teaches the CPL class, the NRA class, on concealed pistol license. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.